Thanks for listening to The Drive with Big Al and D-Mac, on demand, brought to you by SEL Mortgage, the leaders in Colorado of special circumstance lending, helping everyone, including people with unusual financing needs. Locally owned and operated. Visit MySpecialMortgage.com. That's MySpecialMortgage.com.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank, with Big Al and D-Mac.
Yeah, people are just kind of confused all over the place now, so Mark is... I get it. We need an offensive lineman then. You know, we need a cocky quarterback.
When I woke up this morning, I was feeling pretty dangerous.
Care to expand on that?
Yeah, I just woke up feeling real dangerous.
You had a quarterback in Matt Barkley who got to the Bills like on Tuesday and then just destroyed the New York Jets on the road. Destroyed them.
Nobody got that one right.
It's just ridiculous. I mean, sometimes crazy things happen. Patriots looked, They looked old, and Dion Lewis called them cheap. They tried the Philly special play, and Tom Brady just literally just can't run. He tripped over his own feet. I mean, it was pathetic. Listen, I'm not saying that the Patriots are going to be easy to beat, that sort of thing. I'm just saying Tom Brady's 41. What does things say? Mother Nature is undefeated. Father Time. Maybe Mother Nature and Father Time. The two of them together. They don't look like the same team. They're still the Patriots, and they're dangerous, obviously. But, you know, it's obvious to me, Al, is when you get at this point of the season... Guys, this is a good time for a bye. I'll give you that. Because you look out there, Al. There are teams that look just exhausted right now.
Well, the NFL season kind of wears on you.
I'm sure it does.
Because it starts in, really in the OTAs. But that long six-week break, you know, you kind of, how long is that? Is it 5 weeks or six? I know it's like 5.5 weeks or so where they can't have any contact with the players. The players lose their condition. They come back. They go through training camp. They go through four preseason games,
stupid.
And here we are.
Yeah.
You know, after, you know, three and a half weeks of training camp, four preseason games, okay, that's seven weeks at the bare minimum that you've been playing, nine games. That's 16, dog, already, 16 weeks of playing. And people don't understand that in the NFL, it's the practices that get you. It's the practice every single time that gets you because coaches want to see you work at a high level, running the plays that they intend to run against the competition.
Yeah, so a bye week this week? Nice timing. I like it.
Yeah, bye weeks. And Thursday night games work as bye weeks as well because you can have extended time out to take a day or two. And you guys know what it feels like to take a day or two off. It just refreshes you.
Yeah, the Broncos don't have anything like that. They have a Saturday game, December 15th against the Browns.
Now we're down. I mean, this is it. This is it.
You know, the schedule looks... all right, to be quite honest with you.
I mean, we just have to be cognizant of Melvin Gordon everywhere he goes this week, and we're going to be fine. I think we're going
to
be fine.
I think they win like 20-17, something like that. The Chargers struggled so much in the second half against the Raiders offensively. It was unbelievable. The best they could muster was a field goal.
Yeah, I'm looking at this schedule, D-Mac, and... I don't know who the Bengals will be.
Who knows?
Nobody knows now because Marvin Lewis now, if you haven't heard, is the new defensive coordinator for the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, we'll see what happens there.
He has taken responsibility and control of that team, who is 5-4. 5-4. They can get on the run. They play in a great division where they know all of their opponents. We see the Chargers twice. We see the Browns. I still think that we beat them. I know we beat the Raiders just because. We beat the 49ers just because. We have three games on this schedule that, you know, that will be great contests. And, no, I don't know what's going to happen with Le'Veon Bell. I don't think he's going to show up tomorrow. But, you know, Connor looks good over there for the Steelers. But the Chargers are the team that's up on the calendar. Right now,
they're not scary,
but the thing that's perfect about playing in Los Angeles is that we will travel well and we will have more fans in that stadium than the Chargers will. That's never a bad deal. That's never a bad deal when you're traveling and your crowd becomes a home crowd. So not, you know, I'm not looking at that one maybe like I would if we were going to Cincinnati. They'll show up in Cincinnati.
You know, I'm getting a lot of comments about quarterbacks and comments. I am so not interested in a quarterback next year. I know Case Keenum's going to be the starting quarterback for the Broncos.
Well, he's owed $8 million.
I think you can definitely... Well, let me put it like this.
Case Keenum can make a case right now to be the starting quarterback next year. Otherwise, it's an $8 million loss. You don't have to pay $18 million if you don't believe that the guy is going to get it done. You can pay $8 and still have the same result.
He'll be back.
A guy who's not getting it done.
He'll be back.
Okay.
He'll be back.
Why? What kind of equity?
He's as good of an option as
Joe Flacco?
As any future free agent quarterback out there next year.
Well, I don't think Joe Flacco is going to be a free agent. I think he will be traded.
Okay. Then he'll be traded. But if you look at the rest of them, Teddy Bridgewater, Tyrod Taylor, whatever the rest of the
Teddy
free agents are.
Teddy Bridgewater, I think, will be extended there in New Orleans.
I think Case Keenum is just as good, if not better.
I think the quarterback market's going to be
and I have
really
no idea.
Soft next week.
Yeah,
next year,
yeah, I do too. Your best bet is Case Keenum.
Maybe it's your only bet.
It might
guys
be.
Guys who are starting
Why
reps.
Would you throw away a year of development and training and everything? Why would you just throw that
I'll tell
away?
You what, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this about Case Keenum that I was impressed with last game. He finally showed some emotion, man. He showed that he wanted it. He showed that it was important to him. And maybe he plays a cerebral game most of the time. That's not what this team needs. This team needs a shot of energy. And he gave them that last week. That's what this team really needs. So all of this, just playing it cool. I'm just the quarterback doing my job. Just, playing it easy. Act like I've been there before. Don't need that here.
Watch.
We need something. We need that last Case Keenum we got in that last game against the Houston Texans. A game that we should have won.
You can dink and dunk against the Chargers just like they'll try to dink and dunk against
you. We need to because that pass rush is ferocious.
Fine. You can run against the Chargers. Raiders had to find time running against the Chargers.
Yeah. I think that...
You probably put
Chargers
up 150 yards of rushing against the Chargers.
The Chargers are like most teams in this league.
You just can't do...
They have a first-round quarterback. They have a first-round running back. They have a good offensive line. They have good pass rushers. And they're a good NFL team, like most teams in the NFL.
You just can't be stupid. So you got to
turn the football over.
That's right. You
can't turn the football over.
You've got to manage the game the right way. You got to learn from the mistakes that you've made. And you should have a good competitive very winnable game against the Chargers.
But the guy who's going to make the difference in this game against the Chargers is Sua Craven.
No.
Okay. Yes,
no.
He is.
Well, I mean, he'll be important.
He is the difference maker defensive side because D-Mac.
He's not going to be more valuable than Bradley Chubb or Von Miller.
Oh, yes, he is. Because he's the matchup on third down against Melvin Ingram. I mean, Melvin Gordon.
Uh-huh.
He's the matchup. This is why you brought him here. So that he can match up against those running backs.
He's a good complimentary piece, but Bradley Chubb and Von Miller should be able to go off.
But if the ball is thrown outside on a quick hitch like it was last week and Melvin Gordon takes off for an 80-yard touchdown.
Yeah, well, that's stupid.
Well, that's what I'm saying, but you need a guy who can cover him down and tackle him.
All right. Well, hopefully you can do that.
That's what I'm looking for.
That was the Raiders being the Raiders. That was as dumb as you get.
Melvin Gordon is a fine football player. I don't know why people have slept on him for so long.
I'm not sleeping on him, nor am I sleeping on Austin Eckler. They've got good running backs. They have good running backs,
and Phillip Rivers makes it a point to dump it down to them all the time.
Yeah, because he can't throw deep anymore.
Well, the interception he threw, D-Mac, I think he was just on the run and just, I don't know.
What was his other long pass that game?
Didn't need him.
Didn't have any.
He threw a 5-yard pass that went for like 75, 80.
You hit the nail on the head. We've seen this before. It was the 2015 Broncos offense. We have seen this before.
Control the game.
Nothing fancy. They scored a lot of points early.
That's what we were going to do.
Well, I did too, and I think that's what we can do. I absolutely think that's what the Broncos can do.
22 points a game, though, ain't going to cut it down the stretch.
against the Chargers, it could be okay on Sunday.
Well, considering it's a home game for us, you could be right, but right. I'd like to see that go to 29. 29-30, man, gives you a chance to win every week in this league.
But the Chargers just aren't that team right now.
Big Sexy, if we had 29 points on in every game, what would our record be right now? I bet it'd be really good. 29, man.
Why stop there?
When Peyton Manning was here, it was like 38.5. And I was like, cannot happen.
He also had 55 touchdown passes in one season.
Oh, I know. I get it. Patrick Mahomes looks to have 55 touchdowns.
Yeah, well.
The Broncos have allowed more than 29 points twice this year.
No, how many times have we scored 29?
My point is.
No, but that's what you asked. That's what you asked.
The Broncos would have lost two games.
Right. That's what you asked.
29 points, man.
The Broncos have scored over 29 points one time, and that was Arizona.
We don't need that.
That's what we need.
Okay, all right. 20. Well, we need 1 point more than the other teams to go back to your stuff.
But I'm just saying, but 29 says that you're an efficient high-scoring offense. Well, don't throw your hands up to me. Don't do that to me.
That's not who the Broncos are this year.
I thought we were going
to
be.
I'm just wanting to win this game, and then we'll face Pittsburgh. That's kind of a nightmare.
But no, not really, because...
Oh, my Lord, Al.
No, it's not.
Are you just going to disagree with every single thing I say?
Listen, man, did you miss me?
I'm wondering. Sadly, Pittsburgh's...
Pittsburgh's
playing unbelievable right now.
I look at these two teams as
Chargers
the same
are not.
Team. These are the same team.
You're kidding me.
No, they're the same
Chargers
team.
And the Steelers?
They're the same team.
You're nuts.
No.
Roethlisberger has no problem throwing the ball down the field. It has the best wide receiver in the NFL. Phillip Rivers is struggling mightily throwing the ball downfield.
That was just in this game, and that's all
and
he had
got
to do.
Keenan Allen.
What are you doing? You're saying that Phillip Rivers can't throw the ball 50 yards down the field?
Not effectively now, no.
Sure he can. You talking about the interception he threw when he was out of the pocket, rolling left, throwing the ball right. That's the one that you're talking about.
I'm talking about the fact that he didn't throw the ball down the field.
He didn't have to. Why do you do this? Why do you make the quarterback throw the ball down? You know who throws the ball down the field well?
You think the Chargers are a good team
Case
or a bad
team? Case Keenum throws the ball down the field really well.
You think the Chargers are a good team or a bad team?
In the last 5 years,
what do you think?
This has been one of the best years that our quarterback has thrown the ball over 20 yards on average.
See, on one hand, you're agreeing totally with me. The Chargers are a winnable game. But then I say anything critical about Phillip Rivers and your man
crush.
He's
a great quarterback.
Your man crush on Phillip Rivers just comes through like you want to be his 10th child.
No, man. I mean, the guy's a great quarterback, and I think you're cutting him at the knees saying that he can't throw the long ball.
I'm telling you what I've seen. The past three games.
I'm just telling you, he can.
Okay. He just hasn't for the past three games because he's chosen not to. This is such a winnable game for the Broncos. It's ridiculous.
I think it's a winnable game too, but don't say that. The quarterback is the reason that they can't win.
I can never criticize Phillip Rivers because you'll take personal offense to it.
Phillip Rivers is great. I'd love to see him in the Bronco uniform. Who wouldn't?
When we get in the time machine, go back 10 years.
Even next year, because he can manage the game.
Next year at 38.
At 38, I'll take him.
First of all, why would the Chargers ever get rid of Phillip Rivers? And second of all, why are you looking for 38-year-old quarterbacks?
Listen, you ask me if it could happen, would you take him? Yes, I would.
Okay.
Really quick, week 10 against Oakland, Phillip Rivers, 18-26 throwing. He was 4 of 6 balls that were 15 yards or longer. 1, 2, 3.
That's a guy that can't play.
4 of 7, excuse me, 1 interception.
That really was a completion.
How many passes more than 25 yards? More than 20 yards.
It was a completion.
More than 20 yards, he had 3. 1 completion, 1 interception, 1 incomplete.
So 2 incompletions and an interception.
No, one incompletion.
One completion, one interception, right. 1 incomplete.
So they took 3 shots of over 20 yards in that game Sunday. 3 shots over 20 yards.
Check Case Keenum for the same numbers. Bet his
really
plus
quick,
20
week,
game is
week
out.
9.
I'm not going to argue with you on that.
Phillip Rivers, week 9 at Seattle. Balls over 20 yards. He threw 3. Completed 1.
Right. He's just not that guy anymore. It's a different way. When you said it's like the 2015 Broncos offense, you were right. It's dink
they
and
depend,
dunk.
They depend on
dink and dunk and run.
Melvin Gordon, I'm telling you, he's
they
a key. Which brings me to my point. Sewell Cravens is our key.
All right.
Case Keenum threw 3 balls week 9 over 20 yards. All 3 were incomplete.
That was a bad week. How about week 8?
Listen, they're both kind of like that. They're nobody's making that argument. It's a winnable game for the Broncos if they manage things well, keep it under control. They can beat the Chargers. I have no doubts about it.
Week 8, 2-5.
2-5. There you go.
For Case?
Yeah. Yep. We just got to score the ball. I mean, we can't settle for field goals.
This is like a 20-17 game.
I don't know, D-Mac. 29 is on. It's going to take 29. It's going to take 29.
Okay.
Some razzle dazzle will help.
JC, you're on the fan. Hi, JC.
What's up, JC?
Hi, guys. How's it going?
Super. What's up, buddy?
So I agree, hashtag tank for Tua, which I don't understand.
No!
Big sexy. Here's my comparison. If Tua was so great with all the talent around him, why is it that Jalen Hurts couldn't do what Tua is doing this year?
He was. All the way until the national championship game.
Jalen wasn't. That's what I'm trying to say. And then Kirby Smart of Georgia figured out how to defend, adjusted at halftime, and Tua just pretty much brought home a national championship.
He did.
We can't do. I mean, CJ Charles Johnson should have been the first pick of the NFL draft if you're going to go on a national championship game.
I'm just saying that this year I think that the Broncos, and I love the Broncos very much, but I think there are more problems than just the quarterback.
I agree. This isn't the 2019 draft.
What's wrong with our offensive line?
Oh, you're kidding.
Our offensive line?
You're joking, right?
Yeah.
We have like one player, and he just had like ankle surgery.
What's wrong with our offensive line?
Well, we don't have a quality starting left tackle. We have an injured right tackle. Ron Leary is on injured whatever reserve now. He's hurt.
We look fine.
Okay.
You know, another SEC quarterback looked great in college that split time with another quarterback? A guy named Tim Tebow.
Oh, yeah. He was awesome.
He looked great in college, didn't he?
Great, one of the greatest quarterbacks in college.
Didn't he win a national championship
as
well?
Not as good as Darian Gordon.
He did.
Not as good as Darian Hagan, but Tim Tebow was okay.
He has a winning record as a pro. He won an AFC West title and a playoff game against
Pittsburgh.
You
want that guy to be your quarterback?
Well, he's too old now. Not interested. Oh. Plus, he's going to be a star outfielder for the Syracuse Sky Chiefs. Triple A.
I mean, Syracuse Mets.
I think they go by the Mets.
They change
it right to the Mets?
This year.
Oh, I'm heartbroken.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Is my picture still up there in the PA Hall of Fame announcing booth? Darren McKee was here.
Did you scratch that on the desk?
MacArthur Stadium, yeah.
But I am looking forward to seeing what Case Keenum can do this week because I know we can get those points up.
He's going to win.
22 points ain't going to cut it in this league. It's not going to cut it.
Well, that's a different argument. Might cut it this weekend against the Chargers.
If we have a legendary defense, you say okay.
Dude, the Chargers only put up 20 against the Raiders.
That's all they needed to put up, D-Mac.
I gotcha. That's all we're probably going to need to put up. Whatever. We're quibbling over small things. We both think the game is winnable. Neither one of us is all that impressed with the Chargers. And now it's time for the Broncos to get
together.
We got
to get an obvious pass situation, so we got to put some offensive numbers on the board so that we can have a turnover machine. We got to put some offense on the board early. If we put the offense on the board, it'll force them to do something that they haven't been forced to do in a while, and that's pass protect. And that's where we have the edge.
That's what VJ said. VJ?
Whatever it takes. Simple as that. Score more points. Whatever it takes.
He's talking about scoring early.
I think it's very common. You know, I think it's very common to take some time with those things. You're just trying to figure out your football team. It's... Those two guys obviously, you know, have to be on the same page. But
I forget. I get this. Like,
what you what? What's
I get
wrong?
Dizzy listening. VJ can't help it. He is who he is.
Hey man, the guy's a good football coach.
He's just driving
who
people.
Is,
he's driving people nuts.
He's a good football coach who is saddled with the average quarterback, average to below average quarterback.
What do you mean he's a good football coach?
He's a good. You know what?
What position?
You know. Let me ask you this: is Anthony Lynn a good football coach? The head coach of the Chargers?
At what? At football? Like at what?
Yeah, is he a good football coach?
Is he a good head football coach?
Yeah.
He appears to be good.
Why?
They're winning games. Because that's the ultimate responsibility for the head coach.
I hear you, dog. That's why you should never take a job when you don't know who your quarterback is. Because if you knew that we would play, you know, three starting quarterbacks last year, and this year you're playing a new quarterback this year, you wouldn't have never taken that job. That makes no sense.
D-Mac, you're the only one that makes sense as far as the Broncos draft goes next year. The rest of the station is so short-sighted. I know. I've been listening to it all day.
Good for you, bud.
And, you know, the concept that you can just pick up a quarterback at any point, at any round, because it just doesn't really matter. Look at the playoff teams. Like, look at, I was looking at the NFC playoff teams. It's Cam Newton, Alex Smith. Who else? I got to go through it. Breeze. Yeah, either you're a first-round pick, right? A high first-round pick, or you're a megastar. Now, if you're a megastar, you can come from anywhere. But if you, yeah, Mitch Trubisky had a ridiculously good, did you see Trubisky? Look at what the Bears
Matt Nagy,
did.
Matt Nagy and that offense over there with Chicago is reminiscent of everything that you've seen from the Kansas City Chiefs and the way that they run offense.
So look at the NFC standings
right
now.
The history makes sense.
The Rams, 9-1. That's Jared Goff. First overall, let him develop. There you go. Drew Brees. I got it. He was drafted later
second
than the
round.
First round.
Second round.
But he is a bona fide superstar.
Hall of Famer.
Slam dunk. Ridiculous. Bears, Trubisky, of the Glennon Trubisky doctrine. He has had time to develop, and the Bears are 6-3, and he looks great. What do you have, 5 touchdowns yesterday? It looked unbelievable. The Redskins, Alex Smith, number one overall guy. He's developed. The Redskins are right there in the playoff hunt. Panthers, Cam Newton, number one overall guy. Vikings, Kirk Cousins, highest free agent acquired money-wise quarterback of all time. He wasn't a first-round guy.
Not a first-round guy.
But he got to play, and he worked himself to that superstardom, period.
You going to get to Tom Brady?
That's the NFC. I'm just looking at the NFC teams. But my point is, out of all those, you've got Drew Brees and Kirk Cousins who weren't first-round guys. But they've figured it out. And the rest of them are first-round guys and high first-round guys.
You're saying that to say what?
We had our shot at it last year.
Yeah, but we could have also
we
had.
We didn't take it.
RG3, we could have had Vince Young. We could have had Jamarcus Russell. We could have had a lot of
We need to lick our wounds, accept what's really going on, have a good, solid draft next year, and think about drafting a quarterback in 2020. In the meantime, win the best you can with what your plan was with Case Keenum. And give Case Keenum more tools around him so that the team can win with him
Mark
next year.
Sanchez.
And if he doesn't work out next
Josh
year,
Freeman.
Then fine. You're in a better quarterback draft in 2020 anyway.
Jamarcus Russell.
I will just, I'll be beside myself if
Matt
everybody
Leinart.
Is banging the table for a quarterback in the 2019 draft. You need so
David
much help.
Carr,
so many other places.
Joey Harrington.
What are you doing?
Tim Couch. Giving you the quarterbacks that were drafted really, really early that were also
They're
bust.
Not in the NFL.
I know that.
Huh? What are you doing?
I'm saying that. You just got to find the quarterback. It doesn't matter where you find them.
Okay. You're not listening. You're not paying attention.
You're not paying attention.
Lord almighty. You'd fit right in with the morning show.
I just gave you 10
Pritchard
names of
Pritchard
guys.
And Cecil. Cecil is, I
How
mean,
about Achilles Smith? You want Achilles Smith? You want to high draft
no,
the guy
no,
that just
awesome.
Doesn't work?
These two are clearly having issues with each other, so we're going to give them 2 minutes to think about what they've done.
You're doing great.
Well, I'm you just saying, right I would Mike like to Mark. Have Jake. I mean, I would like to have From. I would love to have From.
Right.
From Georgia.
That would be great,
guy.
But you'd also like to have Derek Carr, and you'd also like to have Joe Flacco, and you'd really be interested in Phillip Rivers. You're all over the place.
Well, if the
morning show does not know what they're beside themselves because they know the plan didn't work out. They can't get over
it. Case Keenum did not have the same type of year you had last year, D-Mac. I mean,
it was so absurdly predictable.
Oh, my.
Ridiculously predictable. It was the same exact thing the Bears did when they got Mike Glennon, and then the Bears were smart. And the Bears knew that Mike Glennon was just part of the plan. And if it worked out for a little bit, fine. But if not, we're going to move up and get our quarterback.
What if we traded for Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah, that would be great. This is The Drive on the Fan.
Sandy Clef here to tell you about SCL Mortgage Special Circumstance Lending, locally owned and operated. And if you're self-employed or work on commission, this is the place for you. Bank statement loans are back. You don't need tax returns to do your loan. In some cases, the bank statement loans can be done with credit scores in the low 600s. MySpecialMortgage.com on the web. 303-790-2222, the phone number. SCL Mortgage, licensed by the Colorado Department of Regulatory Agencies, number 1200716.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank with Big Al and D-Mac.
I'm looking at the text line. Just admit you were wrong. Chubb's doing great, and you can't stand it. Move on. Huh? I'm rooting for Bradley Chubb. Lord Almighty, we need Bradley Chubb to be great. No, we need Bradley Chubb to be like incredible. I'm hoping he's.
But
I hope
do
he
want
to
jump in. I do want to jump in on this one because every game that I see Rosen start to look good. I'm like, you know what? It's just a year away. He's just, you know, he needs some time.
He has a terrible offensive line,
right,
too.
He needs some time. But they don't have to do anything different there in Arizona for their quarterback situation. It's almost a given that we will do something within the next 18 months at our quarterback position.
Exactly. They need to build up around him.
Like, we will do something that will change that quarterback room.
They just need to build around him.
And this upcoming draft and, you know, possibly one that happens a year from now, too.
Yeah,
Arizona has to do nothing.
Nothing.
You know who has to by the way, the San Francisco 49ers have to do nothing. Even though they're losing right now, they don't have to do anything except, get their quarterback healthy.
Yep.
You know, so there are not a lot of teams that are looking for quarterbacks or quarterback help that are remaining.
Browns? Nothing.
Nope.
They're good. Raiders are interesting. I think
the Raiders.
We'll see.
And remember now, I told you.
It's clear what their plan is.
You know, after we played the Raiders in week number two, I said, "Watch out, Derek Carr is going to be on the trading block." Do you believe that he will be?
That's a tricky one. They've said so many times that he won't be, but.
We have the number one overall.
There's
pick.
No real reason to keep him. So sure, why wouldn't he be on the trading block?
And you can justify it with your fan base by saying, "What did he do for us?"
His value is plummeting though quickly. So yeah, I mean, if they really believe in one of the quarterbacks, I just don't know which college quarterback that's going to be available is like just so transcendent that you just you're so high on.
I don't know either, but
I don't know who that guy is this year.
I think the NFL draft is like the biggest gamble going right now. I mean, it is always a gamble when you don't have a defined superstar quarterback to be the number one overall pick. Like when that guy's not been identified, you know, like it was early on for Andrew Luck.
Well, older guys, really quick, we mentioned Tom Brady earlier in the show. Do you not see a team like the Patriots or a team like the Pittsburgh Steelers being active in this next draft when it comes to these college quarterbacks?
No. But Patriots? Well,
Patriots.
They'd be in
Jaguars.
At the worst, the Patriots would be in the 20s, which is the death zone for quarterbacks. So not there. They may pick somebody up in the second round.
I could say I certainly see them picking somebody up in the second, third.
Then
round.
I would go like, well, who would Josh McDaniels like the most? And you kind of move on from there,
right? Because Josh is going to be the heir apparent to Belichick,
right? And they're not going to move on from Brady next year. He's going to play next year as well, at least.
Drew Lock is back to the number one spot
overall. Where are you seeing that?
CBS Sports.
Oh man,
Ryan Finley number two, stock down.
All right. Justin, number two overall?
Dude, not the third quarterback.
What a weak year for quarterbacks. Oh, my God. Finley has moved up to the second-rated overall quarterback?
Number two.
Oh, my Lord.
But you just know you don't know how these coordinators are going to mention these guys.
Second round maybe for Finley.
And you just don't know how these guys will be.
What happened to Hebert?
He's number three. Herbert. Justin Herbert, number three.
It's just not the year. It's just not the year.
My guy, second, third round, man. Minshew.
Okay, you're going to give up the equivalent of Royce Freeman for him. You're going to give up Cortland Sutton for him.
You just need to make sure that room continues to grow and grow at the pace that you want.
I just say, be patient.
But the most important thing is that the head coach and the play caller gets his guy. Like you just said, that Josh McDaniels gets his guy.
Mm-hmm.
Whoever the next play caller is for the Denver Broncos, they should pick their guy.
Well, I'm fine with that. Listen,
shove a guy down the head coach's throat and say, this is your guy.
Well, if we get a new coach, it's going to be a new everything. You know, Billy Moose will not be here as the offensive coordinator if there's a new coach. He'll continue his change a team every 2 year journey that he's been on for 20, 30 years. Look at his resume. It's just he's like a lot of offensive coach, like a lot of assistant coaches.
What do you do?
3 years here, 2 years here, 1 year here, 2 years here.
What happens when you go 12-4 and you get fired? Tell me how that works.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
I'm like, wow. I mean, it's nothing he did wrong. His offense are putting up numbers. We're just not getting into the end zone. But, you know, if the quarterback was more...
But you realize Musgrave's been a journeyman offensive coordinator, right? Like, he hasn't been anywhere
for... Most coaches who are in this league are journeymen.
Well, Josh McDaniels isn't.
No, but he has been.
No, he hasn't.
He has. He came here.
He's been like an offensive coordinator for years.
And then he went to the Rams. But I'm just saying, but you're talking about...
Journeymen. Like, you can't keep a job for more than 2 or 3 years.
Well, he was like that here. Then he went to the Rams. Then he came back home.
How long has he been in the
Steelers? I mean,
well, how long has he worked for the Patriots?
But he's worked there a long time.
Journeyman.
Listen, D-Mac, this is just the way the NFL rolls. Those kind of jobs don't lend themselves to job security forever. This is just a very unique situation that's going on in with the Patriots.
Josh McDaniels started with the Patriots in 2001. And was there through 2008, so that's 9 years. And then he was with the Broncos and Rams. Those are the only other two teams. And he came back for the Patriots from 2012 till now, so that's another 6 years. So he's been with the Patriots for 15 years, and he's with two other teams. That is not a journeyman's record. You want to look up Bill Musgrave? I'll tell you what a journeyman looks like.
No, what I want you to do... Is show
15
me
a, years with one team out.
Show me
15
another.
15 years.
15 years. You're talking about a unicorn, dude. That doesn't happen in this
Bill
league.
Bill Musgrave, Raiders 97, Eagles 98, Panthers 99 and 2000, Virginia 2001 to 2002, Jacksonville 2003 to 2004, Washington 2005, Falcons 6 to 10. That's a long time. Vikings 11-13, Philadelphia 14, Raiders 15-16, Broncos 17 to present. That's a journeyman. That is a guy who's the longest he's ever been with one team is 3 years.
Why? Because of what? Because of what?
I don't know. Who knows?
I'm telling you,
but
it wasn't because of the production that we had in.
You tell me, why has he been with? Jeez, how many teams is it? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different teams.
Because he's a great offensive coordinator with a great mind for football. You're not in the league, D-Mac. You're not in the league if you can't coach. He's changed jobs 10 times in 20 years. And guess what? Because he has changed job 10 times in 20 years, it means that his services are appreciable. And you can... Okay. See the guys that can't coach because those guys don't last in this league. He has a 20-year career as a coach in this league.
We got to take a break.
You can coach.
You don't understand what I'm saying here?
I have no idea what you're trying to say. Okay. You're trying to say coaches
I guess it's too complicated.
You know, like if I pulled up Bill Belichick's resume before he became the head coach of the of the Patriots, it'll probably look spotty like that too.
You think Bill Belichick is going to look like that? We could do it. I know what the teams were: Cleveland and New York. It's two teams. All right, this is The Drive on The Fan.
It's a Reaction Monday, brought to you by First Bank with Big Al and D-Mac.
Bill Belichick definitely bounced around a tad, Al. Colts in 75, Lions in 76 through 77, Broncos in 78. This is when he was a young guy. The Giants in 79. He started a long relationship with the Giants from 79 through... God, it's crazy. 79 through 1990. Long time. And then the Browns head coach. Patriots for a year, which was kooky, as an assistant coach and defensive backs coach. He had that very strange time. And then with the Jets until 2000, 18 years or 19th season this season with the Patriots. So he's had six different teams in 33 years.
Okay, I'm going to give you a coach that mirrors what the NFL is. You're going to know it by the end. 76 to 80 with the Oilers. 81 to 85 with the Saints. 86 to 88 with the Eagles. 89 to 92 with the Broncos. 93 to 94 with the Broncos as the head coach. Buffalo Bills, 95 to 97. Then became the Buffalo Bills head coach from 98 to 2000. Atlanta Falcons, defensive coordinator, 2002 to 2003. San Diego Chargers, defensive coordinator, 2004 to 2006. Dallas Cowboys head coach, 2007 to 2010. Houston Texans defensive coordinator, 2011 to 2013. Houston Texans head coach for the interim portion of that last season. Defensive coordinator for the Broncos, 2015 to 2016. And currently the Los Angeles Rams defensive coordinator, 2017 to present. That's Wade Phillips.
Mm-hmm.
He's only been with one team for 4 years.
He's had a journeyman's life, no doubt
that
about
is,
it.
That is, but that's the
are
life.
Are you comparing Billy Musgrave
he's got
to,
that, he's got that
to Wade Phillips?
But remember now, Wade has only won one Super Bowl.
I'm sorry. Are you comparing him
to I am.
Billy Musgrave?
But that's the life of a good coordinator in this business.
Okay.
Good coordinators last in this business. Good concepts last in this business. When you're able to get a Super Bowl, it validates that you have, put a resume of good things together.
So you would, without a doubt, keep Bill Musgrave as the OC next year, no matter what?
I like Bill Musgrave in his attempt to put together game plans. The quarterback...
So
Does nothing off schedule to add more to it.
So
the only difference.
You'd keep him as an OC next year, no matter what?
Oh, I think that he's done a great job. Philip Lindsay's number seven in the NFL in rushing.
Do you keep him next year or not?
I would.
Okay.
But I would keep the entire coaching staff and let the quarterback, be selected by the offensive coordinator. Like, this guy can really run my stuff.
Which quarterback would that be?
Whoever he wants.
You want the OC to pick the quarterback, not the GM or the coach?
I want the guy who's calling the plays to pick the quarterback.
All right. Well, I think we're on the same page. But we got to go.
Okay. For my partner, D-Mac, for Big Sexy, the man behind the glass, pulls it together every day, and of course, Kyle Berry, the Strawberry Man, I'm Big Al, man. Have a fantastic rest of the night. Watch a little Monday Night Football, a little basketball. Just have a great night.